The state's Department of Corrections uses three private prisons run by two companies to help ease overcrowding. There are contracts in place to ensure the facilities abide by state rules. But as KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer reports, the state doesn't always take options available to it when private facilities fail to live up to their obligations.
You have to want to find Cimarron Correctional Facility in Cushing. It's miles away from any major highway, and the road quickly turns from pavement to gravel once you reach the far side of the prison. Barbed wire fences surround the taupe buildings with red roofs, and a white water tower emblazoned with the city's name marks the entrance to the facility.
It's a very dangerous prison. It's had a lot of problems here.
State Representative Bobby Cleveland stands across from the grounds as delivery trucks and employees' cars trickle in and out. The Slaughterville Republican is on the House Criminal Justice and Corrections Committee, and he says he spends a lot of his time touring prisons across the state. Any facility can be dangerous, Cleveland says, but this prison is where four inmates died in September. Another inmate was thrown over a railing earlier this year.
I'm in favor of private prisons. I have no problem with private prisons. Without the private prisons in Oklahoma, we'd be in a heck of a shape.
But they have to run well, he says. And Cimarron Correctional Facility, owned and operated by Corrections Corporation of America, has seen multiple breaches of contract in the past year and a half.
When you have this kind of a problem here at this particular prison, and you have DOC people on staff here, it's even more troublesome.
The state's Department of Corrections has two contract monitors at the Cushing Prison. They work inside the facility and make sure the prison follows policies and procedures in the state's contract. If an issue isn't resolved quickly, DOC spokesperson Terry Watkins says something called a letter to cure goes out. It formally tells the prison this needs to be fixed.
If they don't take the appropriate action in the appropriate amount of time, we can withhold funds from them.
The state sent Cushing four of these letters in 2015. Three were related to incidents. The prison sent in late, inaccurate, or incomplete reports and did not follow rules related to required cameras during serious incidents. All three mentioned previous correspondence about the breaches of contract. There had been memos, conversations, notes of earlier occurrences of noncompliance. This was not the first warning. Despite that, the state chose not to withhold money.
It's not one of those things where necessarily you look at it and go, they ignored you. No, we may have had a disagreement over at what level you do this. I think the biggie is that option's available to us. And if we choose to take it, we can choose to take it.
The final letter sent to Cimarron Correctional Facility last year arrived in October when DOC told the prison it was waiting on incident reports dating back to March.
Why did it take until October to issue a letter to cure regarding that?
In all likelihood, they either did not realize that the reports were not getting done in the proper amount of time, or they were working with the facility in order to try to get them to comply.
Watkins says prisons have to report almost everything. She insists contract monitors aren't missing major incidents. The missing reports could be related to something as simple as forcefully removing an inmate from a cell, not necessarily violent events. Corrections Corporation of America, the parent company of Cimarron Correctional Facility, declined repeated requests for an interview. Back at the Cushing Prison, State Representative Bobby Cleveland wonders why the state opted against levying fines. He's concerned by what he calls mismanagement at the Department of Corrections.
They have to make sure that these private prisons are following the letter of the law. I mean, they got to follow these policies to a T. And there's just no excuse and there's no room for mistakes.
Cleveland and Terry Watkins agree. There's no room for mistakes. But Cleveland questions the ability of the state's contract monitors to keep things running smoothly and argues there might need to be more public eyes within the private prison walls. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.